Welcome to Highly Questionable. Pablo Torre is laughing. Dominique is smiling because she is wearing her camouflage. Katie Nolan is here celebrating that the Patriots actually have a quarterback now. Let's get started.
What? I hadn't heard that. What happened?
Should the Nets, as a team, consider opting out of the NBA restart?
The things going on with the Nets this season have been crazy. This particular period, as they now have DeAndre Jordan go out with coronavirus to add to a number of players. They weren't that good to begin with. Kevin Durant wasn't going to come back. I thought all of that would result in the Nets having just about the most disastrous situation that they could have. But I'm here to remind you that Spencer Dinwiddie started a crowdfunding campaign that was meant to raise $25 million. And the second best donation was $69 from somebody who was a Nets fan and commented,
"Nice.
The Knicks are poopy poop butt soup." That was the second largest donor. And I love the fact that I am now allowed to get nostalgic about the fact that LeBron James, with his decision that we just nostalgically went back 10 years on, birthed a player empowerment that not that long ago had the Clippers locking the doors to the home so that DeAndre Jordan couldn't get out there and join the Mavericks. I just remembered with the news that he was positive that DeAndre Jordan is a Net. I have seen so little of him since they barred that door.
There is some poetry in all of this, actually, Dan, because the guys who are going to be going into this bubble, this terrifying and perhaps very shaky bubble, those are the guys Kyrie Irving, when he gave quotes in the last year, I believe, basically implicitly called poopy poopy butt soup. Those are the guys who he basically said, we're going to need to improve on to contend. So the guys that he likes, and Caris LeVert may be the only exception to this rule, the guys that Kyrie likes aren't going. The rest of them are. And the only upside I can imagine for the NBA in this moment is that the stated reason that these guys are not pulling out is not the stated reason Kyrie Irving gave. Imagine if all of these guys pulled out and said they were doing it because the bubble itself was a massive distraction to activism. That is not what they are saying. And I imagine Adam Silver, as much as this is terrifying to him, is probably wiping some sweat off of his brow that that's not being out there.
Yeah, obviously they're not going to back out, whether they should or shouldn't. I don't think they should. I understand that the team owners and anyone affiliated with the team, including the entire NBA, needs them to show up for the financial reasons. But the players are excited. They should be. It's their time to shine. All these good players are gone. Now they can step up and do their thing. Joe Harris and Iman Shumpert are licking their chops. They get to be LeBron for eight games. Who doesn't want to be that? And also, my Washington Wizards, they got a chance to really make the playoffs now. And if they don't,
they do.
Bradley Beal.
So just to be clear, we're not going to talk about Cam and the fact that the Patriots signed Cam.
We've moved on to the
we're
Nets.
Not going to talk about that's the Patriots quarterback.
Pivoted.
It's because I'm sorry. It's just every time I'm on the show, we talk about the Patriots quarterback.
Nets. The
and
question
so I
was
assumed,
about the Nets.
Crazy respect, me. I assumed respect, the A block would be about the big news regarding
respect
the Patriots.
The question.
Okay,
it's
I'm going to take the scarf off. It's just very hot in here.
So you're not going to give us any analysis. You're just going to complain about what the question was and then take off your scarf.
Analysis. I'm very excited that Cam is a Patriots quarterback now. Thanks for asking.
Does LeBron deserve extra credit if he wins the title this year with J.R. Smith, Dion Waiters, Dwight Howard, and JaVale McGee?
All right, so J.R. Smith, who forgot the score in the finals. I think I'm going to say that for the rest of my life. Whenever I say J.R. Smith, as if the last part of his name is Smith, who forgot the score in the finals, is now going to join LeBron James. And I bet you LeBron does some math like this, guys, because he said publicly that he passed Jordan as the greatest ever when he took a Cleveland team that was undermanned and produced one of the biggest upsets, if not the biggest upsets, in what tends to be a very predictable sport, and he beat the Golden State Warriors. So my guess is, even if we don't think he deserves extra credit, he probably thinks that he does, because it would be impressive to do this. Even though it's Anthony Davis over there, as good a second player as he's ever had, it would be impressive if he did it with this particular hodgepodge.
I don't want to wish anything bad on any other players, but boy, do I need LeBron to close out game seven, the final minutes, to be him on the floor with those four guys. That would be a beautiful picture. And I know everyone's assuming that they're going to be worse off with these players. But 2020 has been odd. No one has ever played basketball in a bubble. This is a whole wild card season. So what better way to capitalize on a wild card season than put together a whole wild card team? I think NBA Finals MVP J.R. Smith, mark it down. I'm the first one on that one.
This question is absurd, and I have a flower on my head. Are we forgetting that Anthony Davis is also on the team, arguably the best teammate that LeBron has ever had? And yeah, these names are punchlines, like J.R. Smith, sure, he forgot the score. But it's also a bunch of guys who, like, have done this before and are willing to role play to LeBron and Anthony Davis. I think this makes perfect sense. I don't understand this question. And I think that it's going to – I think I'm with you. If J.R. Smith wins MVP of the finals, will that not be the best redemption story ever?
Oh, stop
ever?
It. Will you guys stop it with MVP of the finals?
Hey, Dan, they all have rings. Except for Dwight, they all already have rings. They know how to win.
But can we just acknowledge that LeBron James is like the smartest, wisest basketball mind we may have ever seen in the game, and he keeps on willingly opting into J.R. Smith? Like, it's not like this is being imposed on him. He keeps going back to this well, and inside of that weird well is not merely J.R. Smith. It's all those other dudes. Remember last year, LeBron James, the shadow GM, shadow CEO of the Los Angeles Lakers and perhaps the NBA, he opted into Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson. LeBron James is that friend of yours who has a type. And that type is wildly chaotic, super chaotic energy. But because he's LeBron James, he enjoys it. So more power to LeBron James, even though I personally cannot understand your kink.
I think you've never had a conversation with that friend. That friend does not have a type. That friend is desperate. Yeah. That's what that friend is. That's called desperation, Pablo.
Well, this is also called desperation, okay? I want you guys to sort of absorb this. It's not merely that LeBron James is wonderful at forgiveness because he cares deeply about basketball and he's forgiven somebody who, again, forgot the score in the finals, but now he's got a roster where that's not even the guy who had the spasms because of the edible he took on the plane.
Hey, let's not, you know, sometimes you don't realize how many milligrams exactly it was, okay?
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
No, oh, this why video? Did, what are you, where are you going? It's the same side. You
still
haven't
backing
even
up.
Yeah.
She's still backing up.
Hold up. She's got it. She's got it.
She doesn't got it. I promise.
Highly Questionable is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach. And in part by Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing. All right, we're going out to a gas station somewhere. And the question is going to be, do you question if this is relatable?
The fact that nobody even smiled at that being the tee up just speaks to what kind of a show this is. All right, we're headed out to a gas station somewhere. You guys ready to go? 3, 2, 1.
All right, let's check out the video since Katie's already given us the tease. You heard what the producer said. The producer said, let's go out to a gas station. If you have not seen this video, the internet was made for this video.
This is the second time she's done this. So she should now drive to the, so that it's on the driver's side. The tank is on the driver's side.
The same side as her, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But she pulled a circle last time. No way is she going to do it again. Now she's going to back into the right.
No.
Yeah, this is
no.
A long
one. Oh,
no. Come on, yes. No.
Yeah, no. She does it many different times,
that's
actually.
So
I stopped.
Much harder that way.
She walked right past the gas tank.
No. I'm willing to make the shameful admission that I did not learn into deep into my 40s that there is an arrow telling you on the dashboard what side
now
this is on.
It. Now she's got it.
Forget the arrow. There's a gas tank on your gas tank telling
too.
You which
that
side the gas
true.
Tank is on.
There's also your memory
oh, no.
of
no, no,
which
not
side
again.
The
not
thing
again.
Is on.
What? Oh, no, she's got it. That's no, the other side.
She's getting out of the car.
Oh my god. Should you go tell her she's going?
So is this her first time driving a mini this particular minivan?
She's like, what the hell? No.
How long is this video?
Why? What are you? Where are you going? It's the same side.
She's
you
still backing
even
up.
Yeah.
She's still backing up.
Hold up. She's got it. She's got it.
She doesn't got it. I promise. No. Oh.
Yeah. Oh no. She's got it.
Pull it.
She's got it. Right there. Hard. Left.
She's doing it.
Yes!
Did she do it?
She got it.
Yeah. I feel like we should have considered, by the way, the possibility that that woman was so bad at that that she was doing it deliberately, and that her partners in crime were robbing the house of the people who were filming.
Wow!
Her.
Wow! You're always one step ahead of the game, Pablo. That's why I love you, and I don't trust you.
Off the top of my head, I think of two instances that are worse than this one at the gas station, the scene in Zoolander, and this one, an HQ classic right here.
That doesn't look like your car, Dan.
Really? You're going to do the easy fat joke again, Dominique? After doing the buffet joke last week and apologizing to me by text because it was beneath you?
Don't drive away.
You apologized?
No, honey, no, can't you feel the tugging?
Oh, what? Oh my God.
Yes, here we go. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
and
no. That went from his problem to a very extreme.
Oh my God. Yes, that is right. That is right.
Is this Michael Bay?
That's a gas station design flaw. Like, I feel like there should be some breakaway situation in a gas station. Cause 100%. I can't imagine that's the first, like, that is on the gas station. Like, that should,
hold on,
the nozzle should pop off. The whole gas station shouldn't blow up because of one fool just drove away.
Let's play it again. And I just want you guys to notice how long after the enormous explosion that fills your screen, after it has subsided, there will be things falling out of the sky, just landing very slowly like a confetti of incompetence.
The silence was screaming out to me, Dan. I'm sorry to start it that way, but I was just, everyone was thinking it.
It was quiet.
It was just so
I was
quiet.
Looking for
I wasn't
too,
thinking
Dominique.
It. I'd like to go on record as saying I was not thinking it.
I was trying to do it, but.
I was thinking of a different gas joke involving Dan.
Excellent.
Highly Questionable is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach. In Nashville, Tennessee, Jay Cutler's hunt for the chicken serial killer.
Yeah, there has been a murder mystery in Jay Cutler's life. He does not know what it is that's killing his chickens. He has set a series of booby traps and video cameras to catch the culprit. What do we have here?
Okay. We're obviously under attack. Front yard, backyard, daylight, nighttime, morning. We gotta stop the bleeding somehow. We're gonna go with some live cages tonight, see if we can't trap something. Probably have to go night vision in the front. We've lost control completely. And somehow we gotta regain it. Look at this guy, Big Blue right here. He's doing his part, so we gotta step up to the plate. Wish me luck. Saga continues. Stay tuned.
Nothing says 14-year-old with millionaire money more than the phrase night vision. You know he loves night vision. Dominique, are you intrigued?
I actually am a little intrigued. I'm a little disappointed also. Like, this has been going on for quite some time. I feel like Jay Cutler should have been able to put an end to this a while ago with all the money that you're talking about. He's got guns. He's in Tennessee. He got traps and night vision. What is some raccoon is outsmarting Jay Cutler on a nightly basis for more than a week? This is kind of embarrassing.
How about you, Pablo? Are you intrigued?
Yeah, it's so embarrassing that it actually makes me think.
Huh. Oh, here we go.
Huh.
Oh, God.
I mean, we've all seen murder mysteries before. Would any of us be shocked if Jay Cutler was doing this to get his likes and views up? Jay
Whoa.
Cutler, maybe you, in fact, really? Are the chicken murderer yourself.
That's reckless. Reckless.
Allegedly.
Irresponsible of you. No,
allegedly killing.
You're the only one alleging that. Katie, are you intrigued?
Yeah, I would say the more interesting saga that continues for me is how's Jay Cutler getting haircuts? He looks fantastic.
So good.
I don't objectify athletes, but he's retired. So he looks like a snack in these videos. I don't know what to do about that. Sorry.
I mean, his hair looks great. You can't dispute it.
Best it's ever looked.
What product does he use? Can I just get that information?
The blood
I'm sorry
of chickens.
For accusing you.
It's yeah, the oh. blood of chickens.
That's all the time we have for today. You can check out Cam Newton's podcast, Sports with a Question Mark. Pablo Torre now has a podcast. It is official. He does have one of those. Dominique does not have any podcast. Oh. We'll talk to you again on Thursday.
So, big news for Pablo.
Congratulations, yes. Pablo.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. As I say, I'm a hermit crab that just found a pretty cool shell. So I am glad to have something.
Are you giving us an accepting speech of Mina Kimes' leftovers? That's what it sounds like.
Well, that's what happened. For those of you who do not know what we're talking about here, Pablo Torre does indeed have a podcast now. It will become Pablo Torre's ESPN Daily because Mina Kimes has moved on to bigger and better things, and Pablo is inhabiting her vacated shell, tortoise shell.
Yes, I am feeding on the scraps, and the scraps have never been more delicious.